Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bishop Council Ned II is here. Council Ned is the founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. He's a constable in the state of Pennsylvania. He's an archbishop in the Anglican, the St. Albans Anglican Church. And he is very much interested in keeping his parishioners safe. Bishop Ned, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me on.
I'm going to call you Counsel. You can call me Jim. So,
Works for me.
Counsel, tell us what's going on up there in your part of the world.
Well, you know, in the wake of what happened down in Sutherland Springs, my parish began sort of reassessing a couple of things. But, you know, when I woke up that morning and heard about what had happened in Sutherland Springs.
Also Charleston.
Yes, and Charleston.
Yeah.
That was a different conversation our parish had.
But the same result.
But this is sort of the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, well, we need to seriously consider doing something. And, you know, as a law enforcement officer, you know, I carry my weapon with me everywhere I go.
Right.
Every time I leave the house, I've got a weapon because sometimes I get death threats because of my political views,
right.
But then also I often run into people that I've arrested and put in jail.
Right.
But I always left my weapon at home on Sundays when I went to church. And so I began sort of reassessing this because I just had this visceral sort of, no, you can't do that when it comes to bringing a gun to church.
Right.
But in light of what happened in Sutherland Springs and then after the Charleston event, you know, our parish began having a conversation about what to do to deal with this problem. And, you know, it sort of occurred to me that, well, a couple of things. You know, most of the large mega churches in this country, you know, they have armed security, they have unarmed security, they have metal detectors
right.
and all sorts of things. But that's cost prohibitive for probably 95% of the churches
in the United States. And a little bit, it doesn't put you in the mood when you got to walk through a metal detector. You don't get
in the kind of
attitude that you should have, I think, when you go into a church.
Yeah, it's not very warm and friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it sort of begged the question, well, you know, what should I do at my church? What should most churches consider doing? And you know, I had one of those position heal thyself sort of moments because I realized, you know, I had done security at synagogues. You know, when they think there's a threat, they will call and, you know, they ask for somebody to come, some law enforcement officer to come and be there. But I had never sort of done that for my own church. I've done security assessments for other churches and synagogues, but not for my own church. And so, you know, that was sort of the wake-up call for me. And, you know, we began having
a cobbler's children have no shoes, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And, yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that, and of course, remind people that the thing that happened in Texas was a family member of someone who's a member, a disgruntled, I guess, maybe rejected, I'm not sure, strange, I've forgotten,
right.
the deal, showed up and killed 20-something people just for no, you know, just because he was mad at them.
Yeah, I mean, church
was but he was part of
he
was part of the family, so to speak, wasn't he? He was,
right.
He was connected
yeah.
to people in the church. This wasn't some dummy like the guy that shot the church in
Charleston.
In Charleston, that was a racial reason. I don't know exactly what, but this
right.
was different. So it proves those two examples prove that the problem isn't just a racial problem, is it?
No, it's not. You know, regardless of the rationale or justification for the shooting, the fact is that churches are soft targets.
Right.
And in this day and age where people have no value or place no value on sacred space, you know, churches have an obligation to protect and defend themselves.
So do you – so tell us about Project 21.
Well, Project 21 is a project of the National Center for Public Policy Research in Washington, D.C., And I got involved in the early 90s, 92, 93, when it first started. And, you know, here I am now, still involved. But essentially, it's a think tank for individuals who – it's a think tank for individuals who happen to be African-American. And, you know, we've been involved in a variety of different public policy areas.
What would be a major – what would be a significant example?
Well, you know, for instance, I talk about anything sort of related to law enforcement, anything related to faith.
Right.
I write a lot on that. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got lawyers, physicians, people.
Is this promoting the interests of black Americans?
Well, promoting the interests of all Americans.
Right. Okay. All right. I just didn't know. And I mean, yeah. I don't know about the project. I'm trying to learn about it. Yeah. So.
Yeah. No, you know, we promote the interests of all Americans.
Right.
But, you know, across every sort of area of the public policy spectrum that you can imagine.
So how does this connect to your armed in the church issue?
Yes and no.
Indirectly,
you know, I'm a Project 21 member.
More indirectly, but all right. So let's get back to the church thing. I told you off the air a quick story. I had a lady in my church I've been going to almost all my life, and she said she wondered if maybe some of us should be armed. She was worried about what would happen if somebody came in, and I asked her, would you be okay if the person sitting next to you was armed? I think I probably said a man. And she said, I would think I would like that. And she didn't know that I had my concealed carry in my pocket.
Yeah. So, you know, that's a pretty specific sort of instance. And so what I would say
it was a good test, though, out of the blue for her to say that. It made me think that if she thought this, other people are thinking this.
Right. So this is what I would say. You know, I think churches and pastors in particular need to have conversations with their parishioners who might be carrying a weapon on any given day.
Right.
And have a meeting with them. Do something like establish a color of the day. So say, for instance, a worst-case scenario pops
right.
up. Worst-case scenario pops up, and, you know, you've got multiple parishioners pulling out guns.
Right.
If police arrive, they're just going to see people with guns and start shooting.
That's one of the concerns the good guys have to worry about when they pull a gun out. Because after the smoke settles, nobody knows exactly who started it. You got to worry about that. You got a website quickly?
Yes. You can get me at project21.org, or you can follow me on Twitter, @ Bishop Ned.
All right. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.